Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, world? It's Santiago. You're now live in the mix with Dr. Teresa Graham.
Good Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Refreshing Waters Ministries Talk Show, where we believe in refreshing you with the Word of God, allowing God's Word to be the problem solver in our life. Amen. I am your host, Dr. Teresa Graham, broadcasting live from Fort Worth, Texas, with an awesome show lineup for you on today. I have with me the lovely Pastor Dr. Carolyn Franklin Bell from Stone Mountain, Georgia, in the studio with me this morning to share her book. Tell you what a title. When I heard that title, I was like, yes, I have to have her on my show. Amen. Because I want to know more about the book and why God allowed this woman of God to write this book. Amen. We know that Pastor Dr. Bell, she is a mother, she is a wife, she is a pastor. She's the pastor and founder of Jesus House of Refuge. She have attended Progressive Universal Life Church, where she received biblical studies in psychology and sociology. And she also attended Vance Granville Community College. Amen. And I tell you, I'm so excited just to have her on. And we are going to bring her on a little later on in the show. As you know, I like to set the show up with a song that I've written, amen. So I just want you to stay tuned, and we're definitely going to hear from my guest on today. Also, if you're listening to us via Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, and podcast, if you would like to come on the show live to ask my guest a question, you can do so by dialing error code 516-531-9244. Remember to press the number one key so that you will be on the air live to ask my guest a question. Amen. Because we know that Jesus will fix it for you. We know that whatever you pray to him for, you have to trust him. Because Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6 say we're to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not unto our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledging him, and he shall direct our path. Amen. So again, like I say, I have Dr. Bell in the studio with me today to talk about her book called Jesus Will Fix It. This is Dr. Teresa Graham refreshing you with the Word of God. I'll be right back.
I wanna call your name. will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us to the end of the time. So it doesn't matter what battles you are in, just know that God will fight your battle and he will set you free today.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, rescue me. Praise the Lord, my one and only Dr. Teresa Graham. Amen. I just thank God every day when I hear rescue me. Amen. I truly pray that it has been a blessing to you and your family as you have heard many of my songs on this show. And I give God all the glory. Amen. I take no glory. Amen. So today, welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, we have with us, my goodness, I'm so excited. We have Pastor Dr. Carolyn Franklin Bell with us today. She's written a book called Jesus Will Fix It. Amen. So if you would like to call into the show, you can do so now by dialing area code 516-531-9244. Remember to press the number one key so that I would know that you would like to ask my guest a question on this morning. Good morning, Dr. Franklin Bell. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm so elated to have you on the show today to talk with us about your book today. I tell you, everybody was waiting for you to come on because we want to know about this book, Jesus Will Fix It. Amen. That's a sermon all by itself right there, Dr. Franklin Bell.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
And it was by God to write this book, and I know that mm-hmm. he has fixed it for many people, and he has fixed it for me.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. And Dr. Franklin Bell, what we're going to do is I'm going to start asking you some questions, but I see that we all already have some callers on the line that's wanting to chime in also. So you're going to have some callers that's going to be asking you some questions as well. But when you say that Jesus fixed it, can you tell us when did you first realize you wanted to be a writer, and what inspired you to write Jesus Will Fix It? And is there a message in your book that you want readers all around the world to receive?
I've been writing for quite some time. Mainly I was focusing on short stories. And then I started focusing on writing gospel songs. And I decided to put a lot into the book. Jesus said, write a book. You can do it. And I had been speaking with various people in the church and outside of the church. And as I was talking with them, they confided in me and gave me different life situation and experiences that they were going to through. So Jesus said to write their story as well as your story, because I have been through some situations in my life, and these experiences and situations, a couple of them are included in my book as well. What I did was, the book is nonfiction. and it's the life situation of various persons. I changed the first name of the person. I did not give last names so that you could not identify who these persons really are, but they are true life situations. And it shows how they were going through problems, trials, and tribulations, and Jesus stepped in, and he will do so if you ask him, just put it on the altar, give it all to Jesus, and trust and believe in him, and he will fix it for you. It may not be the way that you would like for it to be fixed, but Jesus will fix it in his own time and way. And I just want to say that your current situation is not your final destination. And there's nothing too hard for Jesus. There's always hope. Jesus will fix it. Nothing is permanent. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes we think we're in this situation and there's no end to it. Don't stress yourself, because no matter how bad the situation is, Jesus can and will change it if only you trust and have faith in him. Jesus' favor will turn any situation around for your good. We can pray this prayer on a daily basis, and this is what I do. Father, thank you for your grace to stand strong no matter what situation I am facing. I choose to stay in faith. I choose to keep praying. I choose to keep believing, knowing that victory is on the way for me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Awesome. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And Dr. Franklin Bell, how long did it take you to write your book?
It took about 2 months, because I'm a fast writer, and I wrote as Jesus poured out his spirit to me. I didn't write on my own. The book is inspired by Jesus, and I wrote the words, and I put scriptures in the book that he told me to put in the book. Each situation gives a scripture for that particular situation. For instance, if I'm writing about a couple or a married couple and there's adultery in the relationship or a marriage, then I use the scripture, thou shalt not commit adultery. I back up all of my writing with the scripture, the Holy Bible, the Word of God, because the Holy Bible is instructions as to how we should live our life, and we need to keep the holy in it. We can avoid a lot of problems, issues, and situations if only we would follow the Word of God and not write our own Bibles and live our own lifestyle and take the holy out. I just want to say, Jesus is in control of your life if you allow him to be, instead of you being out of control. Let Jesus fix it for you. Jesus works on your behalf if you let him. Jesus is making a way for you. Your faith is bigger than your fear. Keep holding on to Jesus' hand. Psalms 37, verse 5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Tell your problem or situation, you have a big Jesus, and don't allow Satan, the enemy, to have victory over your life, because you are victorious through Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Amen?
Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Dr. Franklin Bell, is there any Is there a message in your book that you want readers all around the world to receive?
Yes, there is. And I think I just stated it. Don't allow your problems or the situation in your life. You may have these problems, but you don't have to keep these problems. All you have to do is give it to Jesus and allow him to fix it for you. And in each chapter, Jesus fixed it for these individuals. He really did. Nothing is too hard for Jesus.
Yes.
Nothing is impossible for him. Just give it to Jesus and let him have his way. Not your way. A lot of times we try to do things our way. We make decisions as to how we can resolve the problem or the situation. And we can mess up. But if we give it to Jesus, he never makes a mess out of anything. We may not understand his way or what he is doing or his purpose or his plan for our life, but he always does things in the right way. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And Dr. Franklin Bell, how important to you is prayer before you even sit down to write?
Prayer is very important in every area of your life. Even when you get up in the morning, you need to go into prayer, pray without ceasing all during the day, pray about everything and anything. That's what I do. A lot of times we fail to talk with Jesus, have a little talk with Jesus. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Tell him what you need. We may not always get what we want, but we usually get what we need. He supplies our needs. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
I pray that Jesus would give me the words to write. Like I said, I pray about everything, and he did just that. And he gave me step-by-step instruction as to how to go about who I should contact on the internet or by phone, getting a book published and getting ISBN numbers and getting a book printed and just everything. And he did it in a way where it wasn't very costly to me. Jesus showed me favor. When I tell you,
right,
showed me favor, he really opened up doors and showed me favor. And currently I'm working on a second book, which is a follow-up of this book, Jesus Will Fix It, because that's what he told me to do. So I have to be obedient. We have to be obedient. And everything that Jesus tells us to do, a lot of times we miss out on our blessing because we don't listen to the voice of the Lord. And we have to be able to distinguish the difference between the voice of Jesus and the voice of Satan. Now, the voice of Jesus is going to line up with the word of God. The voice of Satan is going to be just the opposite.
That's right. That's right. And Dr. Franklin Bell, how did you come up with the title, Jesus Will Fix It?
That's the title that Jesus gave me. He told me in some instances, I could hear his voice saying in some life situations that I was going through, Jesus spoke to me and said, I will fix it for you. And that's how I came up with the title. And then he reminded me of the life situation of others. And he said to include those life situations in your book.
Okay. And how long have you been a pastor?
I'm in my 25th year now in the ministry. I started out as an evangelist. I was ordained in 1990 as an evangelist. And I was an evangelist for about 2 years.
Uh-huh.
But other pastors kept telling me or prophesying to me that I was a pastor, and I knew that Jesus was calling me to be a pastor, to lead others. And
mm-hmm.
in 1992, I was ordained by a bishop as a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a physical church for about 23 years.
Okay.
And currently I don't have a physical church, but I'm still carrying on the ministry, and I'm reaching a lot of people. I have an internet radio broadcast with Live 365, and you're familiar with that because I played your song, Second Chance, in which I love that song, and I just want to tell you I love the new song, Rescue. It's a beautiful song. So,
Thank you.
Right.
Yes,
songs,
I thank you.
And I record various gospel artists on my internet radio broadcast, and
mm-hmm.
I also do sermons on the broadcast.
Okay, praise God. And how long you had your broadcast so my listening audience can know?
I've had the broadcast for about 3 years now.
Okay, awesome.
They can go
and
I give my website if they want
okay.
to listen. The broadcast.
Yes, could you go ahead and give us that website? Mm-hmm.
www.LIVE365.COM/STATIONS/PASTORFRANKLIN. And then you click on in the search, you put Jesus House of Refuge. My ministry is Jesus House of Refuge Ministries.
Praise God. Okay, well, Dr. Franklin Bell, I'm going to have you to, you know, give them that information again before the show closes. I'm going to go ahead and bring a caller on right now. Caller, I want to say this is Minister Stinson. Good morning, Minister Stinson. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I want to encourage the person that wrote this book to begin with.
Okay.
And I commend her for taking the challenge to do it. I know myself, writing is a challenge.
So is there a question that you would like to ask Dr. Franklin Bell this morning?
Yes. I was in the understanding that you said, she said she had, how many books now?
I'm working on my second book.
Oh, second book? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And you haven't finished yet, but you're just working on it. Is that correct?
Right.
And
the first Jesus Will Fix It is completed, and it has been published.
Uh-huh.
And you can get the book. I'd like to say you can go to ebay.com.
Uh-huh.
The title of the book is the nonfiction book. Go to the nonfiction section.
Yeah.
And I like to give the ISBN number. if that's all right, so the audience can have it. It's ISBN 978-0-692-45164-9-51995. And I often tell persons if they would like to order the book, they can email me as well. And my email address is caroljbell7@aol.com.
Well, it sounds like a very good book and all, and you were very much led by the Spirit to handle doing it, from what you said already earlier. And I still want to encourage you on the matter to go on further with it. And I'll just leave it at that. Thank you for your time of speaking with me.
Thank you for speaking with me as well, and you be blessed.
All right.
And you have a great day.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you, Minister Stinson. Also, if we have any more listening audience who's listening to us via Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, and podcast, you can call into the show by dialing area code 516-531-9244. Press the number one key so that I will know that you would like to come on the air live to ask my guest a question concerning her book. Okay, Dr. Franklin Bell, what's next for you? What are you working on now?
I'm currently working on this second book, a follow-up of Jesus Will Fix It. Actually, it's a continuation. I would call it part two. Also, I'm working on some gospel songs, and I think I would like to speak with you again about that. We had talked about
once before
that.
About the song. Right.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm getting ready to go back in the studio, and I would definitely love to speak with you concerning the songs and music.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Awesome.
Right.
And if someone wants to contact you again, what would be your email again? Could you give us that email and also the place where we can purchase your book again? And then, so that they can know where to purchase the book.
Okay. My email address is caroljbell7@aol.com.
Okay. Praise God.
You can just write me and request, say that you would like to purchase the book, Jesus Will Fix It, and I will make arrangements to get the book to you.
Okay. And also, Dr. Franklin Bell, what qualifies you to write Jesus Will Fix It? Can you give us a little snippet of the book?
Okay. You mean the contents of the book?
Yes, yes. Can you give us a little advertiser, a little teaser of the book?
Well, these are some subjects, okay. One of them is the prophecy, okay? And I went to Joel chapter 2, verses 28 and 29, but verse 29 says, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And in all actuality, I consider myself to be a prophet as well. and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. So it was prophesied to me by another pastor that I would in the future write a book.
Yeah.
And that came to my remembrance. And then there are life situations, for instance, discussing the subject of abortions, discussing the subject of physical, verbal, mental, and emotional abuse. And like I said, I back up each life situation and subject with scripture. There's also, and we deal with these situations on a daily basis, various persons, of adultery. Also, and a lot of people don't like to talk about certain subjects, or they try to sugarcoat it, or, you know, but we are held accountable to give the true word of God. Homosexual marriage, lesbian marriage, drug and alcohol abuse, family interference, the unbeliever. These are just some of the subjects that we deal with, situations that we deal with various persons on a daily basis. Amen.
Amen, amen. And it's some, for someone who's listening to us via Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, and Dr. Franklin Bell, they may have went through some trials and tribulations in their life. What would you say to them today?
Give it to Jesus. Call on Jesus. Pray. Just look to Jesus. I thought about the song Whitney Houston sang, and I often sang a bit of this song myself. I look to you. Just look to Jesus and allow him, give him control of your life. Instead of you trying to control your life and getting all out of control, look to Jesus.
Yes.
He will fix it.
Yes. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That is so true. You know, a lot of people, they have to, like you say, look to Jesus. And also we go back to Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not unto our own understanding. But in all our ways acknowledging him, and he shall direct our path. But, you know, Dr. Franklin Bell, I love to call on the name of Jesus because there's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing. There's deliverance. Everything we need is in the name of Jesus, Yeshua. So I just give God praise for you on today. And also, with my last thought is, I want to make sure I touched everything that I wanted to ask you. Have you went on a book tour yet, or are you expecting to go on a book tour?
Thinking about it. I haven't really decided yet. So far, the book is doing really well, and I'm getting really good feedback on the book from people that have purchased the book and have read the book. They're saying it's an awesome book, it's a great book, and there are many life lessons in the book. I just want to say also, a lot of times, we talk to Jesus and we pray and we ask him for certain things, but Jesus expects us to take some steps as well, to take action, you know, and if the Word of God tells us not to do certain things, then we need to take action and not do those things and go head on full force and do just the opposite of what the Word of God is telling us to do. You know, it really is a true saying that God helps those that helps himself. He's there for you. But you have got to help yourself.
That's fine.
Through
that's
certain
fine.
Life situations and not do certain things that's going to create a problem or create an issue or create a bad situation.
That's right. That's right. And Dr. Franklin Bell, can you tell the listening audience, okay, your book, Jesus Can Fix It, will the younger people receive from your book? Can they read your book and then they can, you know, apply it to their lives? Or
I think so, because a lot of young people, they go through abortion issues. They go
mm-hmm.
through physical, verbal, mental, and emotional abuse, be it in the family, in the home, or on the outside with friends.
Mm-hmm.
They go
okay.
through adultery, those that are married. A lot of young people are caught up in homosexuality, lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs and alcohol especially.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of young people, some of them are unbelievers. You know, they're
mm-hmm.
being led by Satan, and that's why we have to lift our young people and our children up in prayer. You know, the song Somebody Prayed For Me had me on
yes.
their mind. So we have to cover our young people with prayer. And it's good
yes.
to see there are a lot of young people that's turning to Jesus. And this is what
that's
has
right.
to take place, because the world is in such a bad state right now, following after Satan. It looks like, in a lot of instances, Satan is in control. And laws are being passed that's contrary to the word of God. So
mm-hmm.
we have to take a strong stance and try to draw or pull in as many people, young, middle age, old, as we possibly can, so that they can get on the right path and stay on the right path. This is what Jesus has commissioned us to do. As true disciples of Jesus, there are many, yes, that call themselves disciples, you know, but we have to, you know, have an insight. You know, it says many false prophets shall arise, deceiving
that's
many.
Right.
So
that's right.
we cannot be deceived, and a lot of people are being deceived in this day and time. Which lets us
that's
know
right.
that we're living in the last days.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right. Praise God. Well said. Well said. Well, Dr. Franklin Bell, is there anything else that you would like our listening audience to hear from you before we close the show at this time? I do appreciate you being on the show, and I would love for you to give them the information on how they can obtain your book, Jesus Will Fix It, amen, and also how they can contact you via Twitter or Facebook or, you know, your email, where they can, where they can, you know, purchase the book.
Okay. eBay is, you go to ebay.com. You go to the nonfiction section. Title of the book, once again, is Jesus Will Fix It, and you can purchase the book from there. The ISBN number is 978-0-6926-45164-9-51995. Now on Facebook, I have two pages. One of them is Jesus House of Refuge Ministry. The other page is Carolyn Franklin, Franklin, hyphen Bell, Bell. And I already gave the Internet Radio broadcast website. You can find me on any of those.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. I thank you, Dr. Franklin Bell, for being on the show this morning. Truly, it was a blessing to hear from you. And also, thank you so much for giving the songs that God has given me a platform on your radio station to be heard throughout the world. So I do thank you so much for that.
All right. It was such a blessing to be on the show, and I thank you for inviting me to be able to speak with you and to the people. I look so very much forward to it, and I hope that I have reached and touched someone's life through some of the things or all of the things that I have said, which was inspired by Jesus to say.
Amen. 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 Well, again, thank you so much for being a guest here at Refreshing Waters Ministries Talk Show. And this wraps up our show for today. To all of my listening audience, I want to thank you all for just tuning in today to hear about Dr. Carolyn Franklin Bell's book, Jesus Will Fix It. Amen. Go out and support this woman of God. Get her book. You can visit www.ebay.com and go to the nonfiction book section and look for her book. Support her today. Amen. Show her some love. Just love on her, because this book was inspired by God. Amen. And I know that Jesus will fix it, because he fixed some things in my life. Amen. He healed my body from 2-time breast cancer survivor. Amen. I should have been dead in the grave, but Jesus told old death to behave. My God, I feel the anointing right there. So go out and support her today. Amen. Show her some love. And I trust that this show has been a blessing to you and your family. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, this is Dr. Teresa Graham refreshing you with the word of God. And remember to hug somebody today and tell them you love them. Amen. And Jesus loves them. Amen. God bless you. Until the next show, this is Dr. Teresa Graham refreshing you with the word of God.